Welcome everybody to Shir number 15. We're starting now Kuf Hey. We're learning about Iser Shnafa Letol Cheter. Essentially, we're starting with pickling. Sif Aleph. Iser Shnishra Im Heter Meisleis. If Iser and Heter were sitting in water for 24 hours, Betzonin, cold, Mikre Kabush. This is called Kabush. Vahari hu kemevushal. Pickling is like cooking. Vinasar kulo. Meaning that 60 is needed against the iser. But less than this, you take out the heter and just wash it off. Vechomakom, the Ramah says. Vechomakom da amrinan kavush kemevushal. Every case that you say kavush kemevushal, pickling is like cooking. Afilu ma shechutz lekvisha. Even the half of meat, or the half of the product that's outside of the water, aser, is forbidden. The al yedei kvisha, because the kvisha on the bottom, shalamata, mifapeh lamala, pushes the iser up, kamo v'bishol, just like in bishol, if something's half in and half out, the bottom cooks the top. The bottom will go to the top. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. V'yeh kilin, and there are those people who make a mashe b'chutz. Okay, remember that's a machlokas Rashi and Ri. According to the Ri, everything goes through, and according to Rashi, it stays on the top. The reason is because the cooking on the bottom doesn't affect the top. Continuing on in the Ramah, v'safek kavush aser. If I have a suffix kavush, I don't know whether the iser and the heter were soaking together for 24 hours. Suffix kavush is aser. Milvad, the baser v'chalav, except for the case of baser v'chalav, meat being soaked in milk. Da'azlin in lakula. In that case, we're mekel. The mina Torah ain't aser rak v'bishul mamish, because in the Torah, only cooking meat with milk is aser. So if I'm cooked, I have a question whether or not, let's make it easy, heter was soaking in iser for 24 hours, and I'm machmir because that's an iser deraisa, but meat soaking in milk, that I'll be mekel because meat and milk being pickled together are the rabbanon. So safek the rabbanon lakula. Continuing along in the mechavir, v'im hu kavush betoch tzir o betoch chametz, if the food was pickled in tzir or in vinegar, im shakasei sheitnu ala or, if it was there for the zman of the time of putting it on the fire, that's 18 minutes. It's an expression, yitnu ala or v'yartiach v'yatchil itbashel. Hari hu kebevushal, this is like pickling, like cooking, u'pechot mishir zeh, and less than this shir, lo neser ela kadei klipa. Less than this shir is only aser kadei klipa. That's because salting happens miyad, and in terms of the chametz, we'll talk about that in a minute, whether at the end of this shir, what's the din of if klipa is aser miyad? And the Ramah says, look over there in Siman Ayin concerning meat that fell into tzir. Where is the din in the Gemara about kavush? Where do we learn it from? Pesachim 44b. There is a chiddush in Pesachim that basar left with milk, soaking in milk, for 24 hours is mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter. And only if it's cooked afterwards, it becomes aser. So there's a diuk. We have a chiddush. Since we see that it's a chiddush by basar v'chalav, that it's mutter, we can infer that by shari surim, our aser if they are soaked for 24 hours. Only basar v'chalav is mutter, because it's not derech bishul. Mashma, other things which give taste back and forth, they're not shayich by bishul. So if they're pickled, in 24 hours, those things will be usher. Okay, let's start with our shir. So we said in the Mechaber, Iser Shenishraim Heter. Iser that was left soaking with Heter from ace to ace. So an easy case to understand is, what's the Iser? The Iser would be Nevela. What's it soaking with? Heter. Where's the Heter? Let's say the Heter is a Kli. So it's an Iser that's soaking with Heter. So it's an Iser that's soaking in a Kli. The Taz 1 brings the Iser Behater, who says that if Nevela was left soaking in a Kli for 24 hours, the entire Kli is Aser. Then if it was used for Vishal by soaking for 24 hours, because Kavush Kamevushal, 60 is needed against it if it is wood or Kli Cheres. However, a metal Kli does not need 60 against it even by Bishal. The reason is because by metal, the Kli is only Aser Kedei Klipa. It doesn't absorb completely in the walls by pickling. Okay, now the Taz argues on 3 points. The Taz says, Heter does not become Aser if left to sit in a Kli for 24 hours, because by the time the Blias come out of the walls of the Kli, they are Lifgam. This is a very important point, that if I leave, let's say I leave milk, a piece of cheese soaking water in a meat Kli, so the cheese is mutter, even though 24 hours passes, the Kli will be usher, but the cheese is mutter. Why? Because by the time the Bli has come out of the walls, they're already lifgam, since it takes 24 hours. But the Iser Behater says that case is Aser. Number 2. Kavush only makes the Kli Aser Kedei Klipa. According to the Iser Behater, Kavush makes the Kli Aser Kulo. Number 3. A metal Kli, according to the Taz, has the same din as a wood Kli. According to the Iser Behater, a metal Kli absorbs less than a wood Kli. They're a Kavush. So the Taz is Mekel, and the Iser Behater is Machmir, if something is pickled in a Kli. Let's look at the Prima Gadim in the Shir. The Prima Gadim holds, Kavush makes the entire Kli Aser, okay, wherever the food line is. He then adds that there are 4 types of Kalim. A Kli Cheres, wood, metal, and glass. That's the 4 types. Kli Cheres, wood, metal, glass. A Kli Cheres absorbs immediately, even if the food is cold. Okay, that's if it's a new Kli Cheres, because it's like a sponge. It has pores. Okay, that's why we say if the Kli is glazed, or if it's been used 3 times, because if it's been used 3 times, it won't absorb anymore. Or once, for a half a day, other people say a quarter of a day, then it takes 24 hours pickling for the food that's sitting in it to go in. That was all the dinim of Kli Cheres. Wood, number 2, wood. Wood absorbs only after 24 hours. Number 3, metal. According to the Taz, metal absorbs Kedei Klipa. And according to the Iser Behater, it does not absorb at all. Number 4, glass. Here's the big glass. Here's the Prima Gadim for those people who want to argue what glass is. Glass in a Hepsid Maruba does not absorb. So you can look at this and you can say, Mi'ikra Din, glass doesn't absorb. But that's only by Kavush. So Lamaisa, if I have a piece of chicken that was sitting in a pot in my fridge with a little bit of sear, but not salty sear, just regular moel, and it was sitting there for 24 hours in a milchix pot, so I can say that the chicken is mutter, because whatever milk came out into the chicken was lifgam. And there'll be a machlokas between the Taz and the Prima Gadim believe the Prima Gunim holds like the Shach, that it's a question of how much the pot becomes fleishiks. If it becomes fleishiks, could a klipa like the Taz, or kula like the Prima Gunim. Okay, continuing along in our shir, what happens if a piece of meat is sitting half in and half out of the liquid? Does pickling affect the top half? So the Ramah says, V'yesh mekilin, there are those who permit the part that's outside the liquid. The Shach and Taz bring the Torah's Chatas, who say that the din is like the mekilin. In the Shach's text of the Ramah, it says, V'yesh mekilin who permit the part outside the tzir. Therefore, he asks, from Simen Samech Tet Yud Chet, that why does the Ramah hold that meat which is salted in a kli that did not have holes in it, that's a kli Sheino Menukav, even the part above the tzir is usher? So if you look over there, you see that it's a machlokas machaber Ramah in Samech Tet whether or not the half up above the meat is usher or not. The machaber matters it, and the Ramah users it. So if you say that you're makel here, why are you machmir there? He answers that the reason that the meat is usher above the tzir is because of dam shiporish. Dam shiporish is the footnote there. Dam inside the meat that moves from place to place. There's an isser of eating, according to the Ramah, dam shiporish, yimakom lamakom, blood that moves around inside a piece of meat. Because once it moves, it has to come out, you have to spill it on the ground. If it moves inside the piece of meat, so then it becomes usher. According to the Mechaber, Dam Shapirish is only usher during the life of the animal, like a bruise, or let's say the animal wasn't properly shechted. Let's say you didn't cut the vridim, so now you have Dam that's moving inside the chicken, even though that the Kona and Veshet were shechted, but you have Dam moving inside the chicken. So that Dam is Aser. It's not coming out. Again, so the reason why the Ramah Asers the meat in Samech Tet is because it's Dam Shapirish Mimakam Lamakam. The person tried to salt it in a Kli, Sheino Menukav, and the blood didn't go out. It moved around inside the piece of meat. That blood is Aser. Continuing along in our shir, Shomein. The Shach says that if a piece of meat is shamein, even the part above the tzir is usher. That's because it's going to mifapea up. It's going to go up, the isser. The heat of the kavush, we'll say. However, there is a difference between kavush and other things, other forms of cooking. In cases of malicha and sli, we are machmir and give all foods the din of being shamein. And therefore we assume the Isser will spread until 60. Okay, no matter if it's hitting from the side, up above, below, it's going to spread until 60. But in cases of Kavush, including Kavush in Seir, we are experts in determining what is Shomein and what is not. Therefore, only that which you are sure is Shomein has this din of being Mifapeya, up above the tzir. Okay, now, if you look at the footnote, number 4, the Prima Gunim did not have the same text as the Shach. He has the same as our text, which does not include the word tzir. Therefore, if we do not include the word tzir, this is how we're going to read it. The Sifsei Das differentiates between tzir and water. Since tzir is salty and has the strength of malicha, it must be treated as such. Therefore, he doesn't understand the kula of permitting the top half of the meat if it fell into tzir, even if it is not fatty, because by malicha, we are not experts. In other words, since it's sitting in tzir and tzir is salty, so by malicha we're experts, and since the salty tzir It has the, therefore, the salty tzir has the ability to drive up the iser into the top half. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chavetz Das, Yerim 3, also argue with the Shaf in the case of tzir. Since tzir, we're not experts, we were machmir. We're in the machmir to say that I don't know if this thing and I'm sitting in the tzir is shamein or not. So since I don't know, we have to take a chumra because it's tzir, it's sitting in tzir. But if it was sitting in water, so it doesn't go up, only in tzir. Rabbi Akiva Eger goes one step further and says that in every case of kavush, even if the heter that's sitting in the tzir, not tzir, that's sitting in the water, is fatty, it does not spread up above the liquid. So though it doesn't matter what the liquid is. Let's say it was something sitting in milk. Okay, let's say meat sitting in milk. It doesn't spread up above the liquid. This is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Prima Gadim says that if there is not a Hefsid Merubah, one should hold like the Shach, meaning that Kavush will spread the Isser up above to the top half if the heter that's sitting in the Isser is Shamein. That's against Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that even if it's the heter sitting in the Isser is Shamein, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it does not spread up above the Rotev. Now, continuing in the Shir, we have another case. The Mishpat Zahav says that in the case of a piece of meat that is half in the liquid and there is Isser in the liquid, if there is only 60 against the Isser in the liquid, if you include the top half of the meat, so get the picture now, there's an Isser and a Heter in liquid. The only thing is, you don't have 60 against the Isser unless you include the top half of the meat of the heter that's outside the liquid. Okay? So you have, let's divide it into three. You have Isser, heter inside the liquid, and heter outside the liquid. So if only you include the heter outside the liquid, you have 60. So in that case, the chaticha that is in the tzir is aser, but whatever is above the liquid is mutter. Okay, the pickling happened going in, but it didn't help to mitzdarif the top. The top was not helped to mitzdarif to the 60 to mevatel the aser. The opposite also holds true. That if a chaticha di isura, okay, let's say nevela, is half in tzir, half out, and there is 60 of the heter in the liquid, okay, including the liquid, so it must be heter with liquid, against the portion of the iser that is sitting in the tzir, according to the mekilim, it's mutter. We don't mitztarif the part that's out of the tzir, the iser that's out of the tzir, to the iser that's in the tzir, and then you're going to need 60 against that whole piece. That we don't say. We only say you need 60 against the piece of Isser that's sitting in the tzir. Okay, new subject in our shir. Vinegar and tzir. Tzir pickles quickly because it is salty. That's a big rule. The Ramah, Ayin, Vav holds that tzir takes 24 hours to pickle. The Shach explains that in a case of meat with blood in it, Kavush takes 24 hours in tzir. That's according to one opinion. The first opinion in Shach Lamed Vav. Now the reason is because even though there was a Kavush that happened, still the blood can come out by a Malicha. It wasn't a strong Kavush. But by Shar Isurim, where you don't need such a strong Kavush, you just need the Isser to move into the Heter, so 18 minutes is enough. Tzir will usher Heter Kadei Klipa, even if the Heter is removed immediately. Not because of pickling, but because of the salt. There's salt in sir, and salt is miyad. We have stated above that the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chavis Das give sir the same din as they do malicha. Therefore, unless we know for certain that the iser is not shamein, like the case of blood, blood is a davar kachush, chametz is a davar kachush, we are machmir to treat all isurin as shamein, in reference to tzir, in the same way that we do in cases of malicha. The Mechaber, based on his own understanding, learns the din of vinegar from the din of tzir, since both are considered charif. However, if you look in Kuf Dalid by the Achbar, the Mechaber says that kavush in vinegar takes 24 hours. Therefore, the Shach holds that even in vinegar, it'll take 24 hours. He doesn't hold that vinegar is a davar charif, because that's what we see in Kuf Dalid. Safik kavush. The Ramah holds that safik kavush in Isser is Aser. In the case of meat and milk, we can be makel in a safik, because meat and milk are only Aser midiraisa if they are cooked together. The Taz says that the Ramah's safik is whether Heter was kavush with Isser for a full 24 hours. The Shach argues on this din and says that we should keep everything on its chazakah. Everything's mutter until proven otherwise, meaning that the heter is kosher until proven otherwise. A doubt cannot change a chazakah. He learns this from mikveh, that we assume that the mikveh is kosher until proven that it's not kosher. You don't go limafrei and say all the tefillahs in the mikveh were not kosher, even though right now we find out that it's not kosher. Why? Because there's a chazakah that the mikveh was kosher, and you keep everybody on their chazakah of hetera, and you don't say that, or you keep the mikveh on its chazakah of hetera, and you don't say maybe the water evaporated earlier. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Sefer Krezu Plesi, who agrees with the Taz. However, in a case where there are two chatichot, one that was kavush for 24 hours, and one that was kavush for less than 24 hours, we would say they're both aser, even though one is really mutter. Since we have a known iser, we cannot mevatel it against only one heter. No sin tam livgam. This is a fun case. The Pischei Tshuva brings an instance of a non-Jew who was digging a well and fell in and died. Well, that's not so funny. It is not known if he was kavush in the water for 24 hours. The pre-tavua permitted the water in the well based on a combination of three reasons. Number one, this is a case of safik kavush, like the Taz. In other words, put everything on its chazakah. Number two, the iser of eating a non-Jew is based on an asay. It's a positive commandment, as opposed to a los asay, a negative commandment. So it's called an iser asay. Okay, let me explain how this iser asay works. An iser asay is more makel than a regular asay, or regular iser, because it's learned out from a diuk, from an asay. For example, we learned that the Ramah is makel by shar isurim in the case of shratzim. So even though shar isurim, a chetzi shir, is aser, he still allows it to be batal, because the iser is on a chetzi shir is from an asay. It's an iser asay. You don't get malchus. The Minchas Yaakov explains that there's no malchus on the din of chetzi shir because it's based on an asay. So you can be makel in iser asay. Derech agav, I just want to say that dead people we know are aser b'hanah. It's a gzei reshav from Egel Arufa. The pre-tavua, says that the Rambam learns that this does not apply to non-Jew. Non-Jews are not aser b'hanah. the only Isser of a non-Jew, the flesh of a non-Jew, is based on the Isser Asay of eating human flesh, Chas V'Shalom, which applies to both live or dead people. And number three, which is a very interesting reason, number three, why the water in the well is mutter, is because perhaps the non-Jew gives a bad taste to the well water. He's not such a sweet person. Now, let's do the review questions. Number one. Explain the proof from the Gemara and Psachim that Kavush by Shari Yisurim is Aser. Okay, the answer is that it's a diuk. Since by Basar V'Chalav, they told me that when I soaked meat in milk, that the meat is mutter, and the reason why the meat was mutter was because it's not derech bishol. They could have said that the meat never absorbed the milk, but they said it's not derech bishol. Mashma by Shari Yisurim, the Heter does absorb the Isser, and therefore Kavush is Asser. Number two. Why is Heter that is Kavush in a Kli that is Asser Mutter? The answer is because by the time Kavush happens, the Kli is Lifgam, and Lifgam Blias will not Asser the food. Number three. How much of the Kli is Asser? All, none, or Kadei Klipa? If Isser is pickled in it, include the opinion of Isser v'Heter, Taz, and Prima Gadim. Let's do four at the same time. In the above question, what is the difference if the Kli is made from cheres, wood, metal, or glass? So simply speaking, the Taz holds that Kalim are only Isser Kadei Klipa. The Isser v'Heter hold that Kalim are Isser Kulo. The Prima Gadim holds like the Isser v'Heter. Kalim that are cheres are buleya miad if they're new, if they've been used three times, or if they've been used, let's say, half a day, or some people say a quarter of a day, then it takes zman kavush of 24 hours. Metal, according to the Taz, also is Isser Kadei Klipa. According to the Isser v'Heter, it doesn't absorb. According to Prima Gadim, time it absorbs completely. And glass, according to Prima Gadim, and a Hapsa Meruba, doesn't absorb. Okay, what is the answer? Number five. Question number five. What is the answer to the stira between Ar Halacha and Ayin Vav, where the Ramoth and the Mechaber say that Sir in Ar Halacha takes 18 minutes, and over there it's 24 hours? The answer is because over there it wasn't a full kavush. Since you can get the blood out by resalting it. That's according to the first answer in the Shach Lamed Vav. So it wasn't a real chazak kavush. And here we don't need a real chazak kavush to usher the meat. Number six, is the chaticha immediately usher if it falls into tzir? So we said because it's salty, it's kadei klipa. Number seven, does kavush mefatem iser shamein from below the water level to the portion up above the water level? And what is the din if the heter is being pickled? And the answer is, according to the Shach, when it comes to kavush, we're bucky in what's shamein and not shamein. Only if we know for sure it's shamein, it will mifapea. The Sif Seidah says that by tzir, we're not bucky. The Rabbi Akiva Eger says that kavush does not spread up even if the heter is shamein. And the Mishpat Ozav says that we should follow the Shach be'ein hefsin meruba. Number eight, define suffik kavush according to the Ramah. The answer is that if we have heter soaking in Isser and we don't know if it's there for 24 hours or not, we're going to usher the heter. According to the Taz, he argues with this. Why does the Taz argue with this? Because we should put everything on its chazaka, that the heter is on a chazaka, that it wasn't there for 24 hours. And number nine, last question. What are the three reasons that are applied to matter the well water in the case brought by the Pitzchei Tshuva? The first reason is, number one, suffik kavush like the Taz. The second reason is that this is an Isser Aseh. And the third reason is that, anyways, maybe it's Nosen Tam Livgam. So that's our shir for today. Thank you very much for participating. Have a good day.